Episode of Hell's Kitchen. We have a special guest with us. We're getting down to the nitty gritty. Let's just get into it. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We got a finger dance for our girl, Robin. Robin. I want for you, girl.
I won't wag it. I'll just stiff finger. Oh, man, you guys kill me with that. You guys love it so much.
We love it so hard.
So much.
It's so good.
Oh, man. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Hell's Kitchen after show. We are here. Food competition after show, actually, and we're covering Hell's Kitchen. And I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. And as always, you can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. You can also check out my website, stayonthemic.com. I hope that everyone had a great Thanksgiving since this is food show.
That's right.
Next to me, we got the skeleton crew going on, but, you know, we're going to hold it down. Next to me is Ashley on camera, a.k.a. Ashley Chaney.
Yes. Hello. I like that. I like being called a skeleton. It makes me feel skinny, you know? And especially after Thanksgiving, that's exactly what I want, is to feel just like a skeleton.
Yeah.
Because it's very far from the truth. There's what you can't see under the table is the actual turkey that I put.
You can actually see mine still
in there. In there. Yeah. Hey, everybody. What's up? It's Ashley. If you want to talk to me about what you ate for Thanksgiving or what you didn't eat or just, you know, whatever, tell me that I look skinny. Find me online at Ashley on camera and let's talk.
Yeah. Let's do it. We do have some fallen soldiers, as we mentioned. We definitely will have everybody back next week.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. Not to get into a whole lot. I want to get into our guest. That's what I want to talk to. This young man over here calling us all the way, I believe, from Florida. Hold it down.
Florida.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest for the evening. It is none other than Gio.
Gio.
What's up, sir?
Giovanni, hi.
How you doing? You got a few things wrong. The young man part was way off. That was the first time I was on there. I was the young man. This time I came back as the grandfather.
I think you're a young man. I'm just saying. If you could do us a favor, though, you got this great picture. But if you could come up a little bit so we can get the full, you know, your face. There we go.
There's the moneymaker. There you go.
We want to get all of that. We want to get the whole mug, man. The whole mug.
A lot of people want to see this face.
So we're calling you. It's 8 o'clock, little after 8 o'clock here in California. So it's almost 11 o'clock there in Florida. You must be like talking to us quietly while your kiddos are asleep. Is that what's going on?
Well, they're in back. Yeah, they're in the other room sleeping. Well, I'm in a different part of Florida.
A different part of Florida.
Where I'm at is 10:15.
Oh, okay. So 2 hours different.
Here, if I drive an hour and a half down the road, it'll be 11.
That's not real. Is that
no.
Real?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm on the Emerald Coast, so I'm about 2 hours away from Tallahassee. If I drive to Tallahassee, I'm on the eastern coast. If I drive this way, it's all messed up.
Really?
It sure is, because I didn't learn that. I did not. I feel like you're pulling our leg right now.
I'm not a geography person by any means, but...
You can see me, right?
Yeah, I can see you.
Here's what time it is.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
Got the phone out. You're right.
Okay.
10:18.
We learned something new every day here at AfterBuzz.
I had no idea. I thought... I thought the time zones. What was that?
I ain't gonna lie about the time. I ain't gonna gain nothing.
right, exactly.
I have to call my family up north. They always think I'm lying. I'm like, no, it's
now
behind. They were like, how can you do that? You're only in Florida.
Right. How is that possible? So, Gio, first of all, so glad that you're joining us. You've been one of my favorites on the show for your facial expressions because you give the best face. Like every time Gordon Ramsay says something, the camera goes to you. You got this face like, I don't know. But I love it. I first want to get into basically your stint because obviously everyone on this season has been on the show before. In some particular previous season. So now it's the All-Stars at this point in time, and you're coming back. When you first got the call to come back to Hell's Kitchen, what did that feel like?
And I mean, it was a little weird. I didn't expect it. It wasn't something I was looking to do again, mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. When I left the first time, I wasn't looking to come back at all. It was an honor to get the phone call. It was just a little, you know what I mean, a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny because, you know, he made the phone call. He asked me to come here for some apparent reason. I forgot what happened 10 years ago, and I was just one of those dumb people. Yeah, okay, I'll come back.
Are you saying it was traumatic?
First time? You know what I was called the first time?
Refresh me.
Yeah, you got my nickname was for the first time I was there.
What was your nickname? You got to refresh our memory.
Dick Face.
Oh,
what
yeah.
He called me on my way out.
That's right.
That's what did. Chef Ramsay called you?
To this day, it hurts.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Gio.
But you came back.
You came back. You're a brave pig face.
He came back to face it.
Brave. Other people call it stupidity.
One of the two.
Brain damage.
Do you mind? Do you like it when people call you Gio? Like, are you okay with Gio? Because I know your full name is Giovanni, but do you like Gio?
It's fine. I've been called a lot worse.
I had a friend called Giovanni. We all called him Gio or G.
G. Oh, okay.
Until I moved to Florida, I was called Luch.
Luch. Oh, okay.
My middle name.
Okay, word.
I'm Jewish.
Okay.
Did you say you're Jewish Luch?
Yeah, it was a joke.
Yeah, I figured as much. See, that's why we don't trust you about the time.
It really is, and that time is real. Right.
So, Gio, you get the call to come back. Obviously, you come back on the show. You last up until this point. How were you feeling? Like, was it the? I mean, obviously, you know, we see as viewers. There's a lot we don't see that goes on. Do you think it was the same as before? Do you think that the competition was stiffer this time around because everybody's considered an all-star? What was your take on that?
I think the competition was a little stiffer. It was, it was a little crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get in there and you were expecting, a lot. We started out great, so we expected a lot better things from us. And I mean, the competition's stronger, and everybody's looking. Everybody goes in there expecting to win. So yeah, it was a little harder. I hadn't been in that kitchen in over 10 years, so for me it was extremely hard. People didn't even know who I was. So it was fun because no one looked at me as a threat. Apparently I wasn't because I'm sitting here right now. So they were right. But
hey, no. You outlasted a couple others, my
exactly.
friend.
Exactly. There's a lot of people that went home already.
As long as I'm not the first. I'm always all right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And people got to, I look at it different than other people. No matter what place you come in, you should always think of yourself as you've won. To be on a show, to be on TV once is an honor. And I don't know how the hell a guinea from Sicily and France ended up on TV. I don't know. But to get it to do it twice, obviously – I might have not have won, but I the first time I actually won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, were you? I don't know.
I didn't win Hell's Kitchen, but had I won Hell's Kitchen, I would have never met my wife, and those pictures wouldn't be behind me. So,
hands down, I won the.
Wow.
Gio the Softy, that is so sweet.
You got to look at the positive things in life. If I look at it as I lost, these people, going crazy and going home crying because they're lost. But I cried. That was for my kids. It's just, it is what you do. Some people will stay on longer than others. You go there to win, but if you don't win, you still hold your head up high.
Absolutely.
I've got 30 minutes instead of 15. I've got 30. That's pretty good.
That's extremely good.
And you had some awesome experiences with some of the challenges throughout this season alone. You guys got to go on some really cool, excursions after your challenge wins. Mm-hmm.
Challenge wins. Yeah.
The best one was, they don't show the whole thing. It was probably having dinner at Wolfgang Puck's. Not because we had dinner there. It's anybody can have dinner there, but to have, Wolfgang Puck sit down with us and just shoot the shit. Mm-hmm. Like, am I allowed on here?
Yeah, oh, well, you just did.
You're okay.
Just to sit down like he knew us and just to sit there and just talk to us and just tell us stories off camera and everything else it's an experience you can't do every day. It's not. You go to his restaurant and eat, you'll have the same food we have, but the experience of him sitting next to you for 45 minutes to an hour and just talking like you're one of his friends is phenomenal.
Right. Absolutely.
And those are the things you really look into.
Very awesome. Cool.
There's, speaking of wins, you guys started on a good streak here these last few times. And this particular time, you actually got to go to Bourbon Steak, which I celebrated my last birthday at what? What were you going
to
say?
Bourbon Steak is not far from where we live, and I recently went to Bourbon Steak also.
Okay. What was your experience?
Well, I just went. I was on a date.
Oh, okay.
But it was very nice and mm-hmm. very expensive.
Yes. I actually went. Gio, here in L.A., they have this thing called Dine L.A. they do twice a year.
Oh,
where
yeah, yeah.
Certain restaurants, they have like a, prefix menu.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.
Prefix menu. I love it. I always try to hit all of them. It lasts for 2 weeks.
We should go this year as an AfterBuzz outing.
We should. We
done.
Should.
Happening.
Done. Happening.
Gio, you can come on out too.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'll be right there.
So, yeah.
We work for a couple of days. They won't mind.
Absolutely. So it was my birthday around that time. So I decided, I was like, oh, this place seemed good. One of my coworkers recommended it. I saw it was on the Dine LA menu. So I went and I liked it. I thought the ambiance was dope. The food was good.
Did they give you the free fries when you went in person?
No, I didn't get any free fries.
So, like, if you go to the restaurant here in, like, this was a huge selling point for me because I love the frites. Yeah. And so they, instead of, like, bread, they put out a flipping trio of fries.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, yes, I did get that.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Trouble. I thought it was a Dine LA thing, but that was, like, that's...
No, that's it. That's that every time you go there, if you even if you ordered, like, a bread roll, you would get the you like get trio the, of fries. Fries.
Yeah.
So like if you ever just wanted a glass of wine and some fries, you could
you just do that.
Get a glass of wine and some fries from Bourbon Steak.
Okay. How was that for you, Gio, this particular
glass of water?
What's that?
I said if you're broke, you just go down and order a glass of water, the fries will come, order yourself a beer and you can go.
And boom, you're
there
done.
You go.
Donezo.
Well, now we know how to do it, like the pros.
Gio, what was your experience? What was your experience there at Bourbon Steak?
Oh, I thought it was phenomenal. It really was. And I mean, it was, the food was delicious. And I mean, they had some cute lit. You know, I mean, they had, I remember the roasted lentils, which I've eaten lentils my whole life due to the fact that I'm Italian, but I've never had them roasted in like the way they did them. They braised them and everything else. That food there was top notch. I mean, all the excursions you go on are phenomenal and they're great. The reason I picked the one that was my favorite is because he sat down with us and talked to us and forever. But every excursion we went to was fun and a great time. And it's just, you know, what people realize is we live in that restaurant. Just to get out is awesome.
Yeah. I can imagine. And those, and the punishments.
Yeah.
Because when you don't get to go and then you got to sit there and whatever the punishment
clean
is.
Clean up the crap.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can't leave and you got to eat something funky usually and all the stuff that's associated with it. So. Yeah. Those wins are key.
I have a question about those wins. Now, when you guys go, like, as a team, do they, like, put you all in a bus? Or, like, how do you get to these things? And do you attract a crowd? Do people recognize you guys?
Well, we're usually in a, we've been in a few cars. Usually it's tinted Suburbans, but they say a Hell's Kitchen on the side of it and everything else. But usually the windows are up so they really can't see because they try to keep it a secret until they're ready to show who's on there and everything else. But we get around in cars and everything else. So it's not that hard to figure out who we are, but most people don't realize it.
Right.
Unless
right.
Gordon's next to us. Cause you know, I mean, we don't look like anybody. I look like somebody, half my mom and half my dad, but they don't know them people. So they wouldn't recognize.
Right. Absolutely. I want to get into this episode and break this down, Gio. So, we see this particular one. It starts off, where he brings you all in and you have to cook, these six dishes, and he starts, you know, showing the dishes to you, and they're very familiar because they're dishes you cook in the kitchen, obviously, every night, pretty much, during dinner service. At first, I was like, did they run out of, like, ideas?
Same.
Like, what's going on?
Like, really, the Wellington? I think that was the first cover they pulled.
Yeah.
I'm like,
come on. But when I saw what he was doing with it, then I was like, okay, I get it. And so the whole point was to see who could cook them the best. And then after they had to decide on when they started cooking, who to kick out. So that was kind of the twist. And then every 3 minutes, someone had to leave the kitchen to
get another
one person. Yeah. It was pretty crazy. So, can you take us to that moment, or that in time, back in time when that was going on? Cause I believe you were like maybe, I want to say the third or fourth one that left the kitchen, but you left because your stuff was mostly done. Is that correct?
Yeah, and my stuff was in the oven and it was cooking. I was doing a lamb and a Wellington, and I think I had the duck.
Right.
And that was all in the oven and cooking. So, I mean, my job was done, and Nick had a pretty good grasp of it. But, like, even when we went into it, when he said to cook the dishes, we had no idea that he was pulling people out. They didn't let us know until we started cooking, until... When he said it on TV is when we heard the first of it. He was like, all right, somebody's got to go out. And I think our advantage was on the blue team was we didn't fight about who was going to go out. You know what I mean? Somebody just said, hey, I'll go. And, then, and everybody just went without arguing and saying, no, I don't want to go. I want to stay. I think the difference, it's a crazy day the way they do things. And you never, you know what I mean? We should have known that this is going to be way too easy if he does it this way. Something's up. You always have that in the back of your mind, like something's going to come up on this. this is not the way he wants this, but you never know. So you go about it. And then, you know, I mean, when he starts telling that, is the thing is, it's a team and everybody wants to win. But also what people have to realize is somebody has to get out. If people start arguing, mm-hmm. then you're losing 5-10 minutes of your time.
Right.
And you know, I mean, let the people go that have things done or are not ready. You know, I mean, it's not about arguing. The other team was arguing when they're like, all right, my stuff's in the oven, I'll be out. You two finish the rest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it's crazy because, I mean, your brain has to think in a second. And what people don't realize is it's everybody's brain has to think in a second. So mm-hmm. 16 people in there that, all right, this just came up. Now we have to do this. And it's hard because you have 16 people that are just running around.
Right.
Not like a normal kitchen where, all right, somebody else will let me show you what you want done. And everybody knows what they're doing. Just whoever's left, 16, 14, 13, we never know what's going on. So everybody's running. You see it on competition. Everybody just runs around and everything else. It's not that these people don't know how to cook. It's just that it's nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, it lives up to its name, and people don't realize. There are always people like, oh, I can do that. Well, then go ahead, give it a shot.
Right. It's not Hell's Kitchen for nothing.
Yeah.
By any means.
I run a restaurant down here, and I do a pretty good job of it.
What kind of restaurant?
When you go there.
I'm gonna guess an Italian restaurant. What do you think?
I would think
No.
Well,
no.
Yeah. What kind of restaurant?
It's for myself.
Is that what?
That I won't cook Italian unless for myself. I'm in Southern Italy. Most people cook Northern Italy.
Oh, okay.
So I've tried working in an Italian restaurant. It if you don't do things like to the T the way it's supposed to be done. Now, mind you, I'm an Italian immigrant. My parents were Italian. They still are. They just passed away. But so I was raised on Italian food my whole life. My whole family's Italian. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go to Jersey, you'll notice that we're Italian.
Right.
We're loud.
Right.
Everybody has a basement that's fully done. has a basement that's fully done. A couch, a kitchen, and everything else.
Everything.
You'll never see the upstairs. Never.
Never. Basement.
Never. Upstairs, there's still plastic on the damn couch.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
Wow.
Wait, but so you didn't tell us what your restaurant is. What kind of restaurant are you running currently?
It's a seafood restaurant. I'm on the water. I'm on the Emerald Coast.
Okay.
It's the water here. It's the best beaches, some of the best beaches in the world. It really is. We're voted one of the best beaches in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's white sand. It's sugar sand. Man, let me try that again. Sugar sand and the water is green and bluish.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a whole place I've never heard of. Yeah. Like, I didn't know there was a different time zone.
Jersey, you go down to your ankles, you can't see your feet. Here, I can go to my chest, look down, I see my feet.
Really?
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's
not. Well,
so what time of year works for you to go on out to Geo's restaurant?
I was thinking maybe it's the top of the year.
Maybe it's in January. Good time in the winter.
Yeah, exactly.
Fly south.
You should look up the Emerald Coast.
Seriously,
there's 2 miles of this beach and it ends.
Okay.
I've got the Google. I'll get
check
all over it.
I gotta check it out. So getting back into the episode, we see that, you know, obviously both teams have their offerings. The red team, terrible start. Their pork is raw. Extremely, extremely bad.
Well, it was the lamb. I think the red team did the lamb. Or did they do pork
raw too? Both lambs were whack.
Okay.
Both lambs were bad.
Thanks.
Yeah, sorry.
sorry, Gio. but at the end of the day, the blue team ends up taking out because the red team was just so far off. So it was like, wasn't even, you know, a competition at that point. Blue team wins, so Gio's team wins. And so, again, you guys get to go rock climb. How was rock climbing, by the way?
It was pretty fun.
Uh-huh.
They were pretty high and it was different levels, but it was pretty fun. It was a lot harder than you think. Like, you go up there like once or twice, then your hands start to hurt and your arms start to give out. I don't know how people do it.
Right. I like, they keep making you guys do these like super active things. Like, they made you play soccer after dinner that one time.
That was my best moment, my best GL moment, because he's like, have you seen us? Like, are you talking about soccer? Like, you see what we look like?
If we're chefs, there's none of us in shape. Running around on the beach.
Right.
Climbing rocks. I ain't trying to get away from anybody.
Right. That was funny. I love that. He's like, his face was just like, have you seen what we look like? Like, come on, what's wrong with y'all? So, you know, rock climbing, not as crazy as the soccer. Red team had to polish Moreno's shoes. That was funny.
The Ratchet Reds.
Yes, exactly.
Is that Van's term? The Ratchet Reds.
Ratchet Reds. Elise fights with the girls during punishment again. I mean, she's always getting into it with the girls. What was your, did you have, Chio, did you have any, we've had Elise on the show, obviously, also.
Lem is also just praying to God that Elise is going to break up her engagement and be with Lem forever. So, you know, I mean, cross your fingers for him, okay?
Yeah, she's not engaged, she's married.
Oh,
she's
married. Shoot, yeah. Shoot.
Remember she said she's someone's wife.
Oh, I thought she said she was engaged. No, she said I was hearing with optimism. I was holding out for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. But no, she's married. So I've given up, but it's cool. What was your, did you have much interaction with her?
Hold on here. What? Have you watched the show?
Yes, I've watched the show.
And you want to marry her?
He likes a strong woman, Gio. He likes a strong woman. He really likes her chicken, too. For Robin and Frank, I'm giving him his chicken business. I'm giving him the chicken business.
She said she made good chicken. I'm just saying I like chicken, so...
No, he wanted to shout out to Elise's chicken.
Anyway,
we can think about that.
Can
whatever
I get back
you think.
To the question, please?
It wouldn't be at the after show. If somebody, I have to make up for
you
Frank
have to make up
and my
for
girl
both
Robin.
Of them?
I have to like give you extra heat because they're not here today.
Oh
Gio, feel free to chime in anytime you want to give him some,
okay,
give him some heat.
No, it's
if she wins, you'll never get to talk to her again.
Ever.
Like
ever.
You're with his
chooses. Right, right. did you have any interaction with her at all? I mean, what was your take on her?
I think Josh was right by calling her a bully.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
It's weird because it's a competition and you want to try to come out ahead.
Right.
And everything else, but in the process is, I mean, you may want to stay on longer. That may be your sticks, and I hope she's not like that in real life. I don't know in real life. I just know her from the show. Mm-hmm. And just see someone like that, and if. She's still on there, and I don't know how far she'll go, but to think that you can actually win with that kind of attitude, it will never happen. Hmm. I don't think it'll ever happen because, I mean, when you walk into a place, obviously these people, when you go to Hell's Kitchen restaurant, these people have to watch, I mean, I'm sure they've watched Hell's Kitchen.
Right.
And just someone like that, do you want to respect someone like that? Or, you know what I mean? It's just, it goes to the extreme where, I mean, she's a strong lady and everything. But there's got to be a point where if you're on a team of eight women and eight women are saying you're wrong, mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I walk in my kitchen and my kitchen staff says, you're an asshole. Okay. One guy said that. I'm like, okay, I'm good with that. But if my whole kitchen staff says you're an asshole, well, I may be an asshole. Maybe I got to straighten something out. And, you know, I mean, it works for her, but it also, you know, I mean, each time she's up or she does something, she cries. So are you strong or I mean, which way are you going? Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, I mean, she's a very strong lady and she's a good cook. But, you know, I mean, it's more than just that to run a kitchen. If that's what you think it is just to run a kitchen, you got to be a good cook. And, you got to manage people. People
exactly.
got to respect you. People got to want to work for you.
Right.
And not just manage people, but manage people in situations that are Hell's Kitchen, but like real life where there's people that are, you know, really paying to come to your restaurant. And it's in my opinion, I think higher stakes than a TV show when you're mm-hmm. running a real kitchen because... Right.
And that's what it was. Even the first time I was on it, even the second one, I said, I'll be true to myself, but this is my profession. This is what I do for a living. I'm not going to act crazy. First of all, I've got two kids that are going to watch the show, mm-hmm. minus the beats. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that was my prize mm-hmm. from the beginning. When I leave here, I said, my prize is win or lose, is I watch my kids watch me on TV. And that was the one thing I wanted to do, and that's one thing I got to do.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I got to watch my oldest daughter watch me on TV, and she was happy as shit, so mm-hmm. it made my day.
Awesome.
I wasn't happy to be home, but it made my day. But in the all is, I mean, you have to work with people. I mean, who wants to work with someone that's the way they show themselves on TV? You're going to be a face of a restaurant, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and that's what you want to be known as. It's. I mean, I got nothing against her. I don't know her, but
I would. No, it makes sense. No, I get exactly what you're saying. And, you know, we've seen how she's shown. And just like you said, if multiple people are telling you mm-hmm. one thing and you're trying to come against that, there has to be some truth to that.
Right.
So,
a self-awareness
exactly.
type situation.
So it will be interesting to see how far she does go with that attitude. I think she's great at what she does. But like you said, to win this competition, you know, he's looking for, Chef Ramsay is looking for someone who's going to manage a kitchen.
Right, definitely.
Who's going to be the head chef. And it takes more than just being good at what you do, as far as the cooking is concerned.
Leadership.
To be able to be a good leader.
Yeah. So. I have a question people also,
gotta,
insider.
People got to respect you in there. You know, I mean, you just have a show, all these respect each other and work well together. It's the same thing in a kitchen. No matter what profession you're in, you know, the people you work for have to respect you.
Oh,
you
I don't respect well them. Together. I mean.
You know, I mean, you don't work. Well, I was being nice. I was being nice. Thing. I just met you. So I'm trying to be nice. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
I'm
but
the guinea. Come on. I'm just trying to be proper.
Well, very nice. I've heard on some reality shows, like especially, and I don't know if this is true for Hell's Kitchen. It really seems like across all the guests we've had that this is not the case. But I have to wonder, because with a lot of reality shows, I've heard that producers will get in your ear and kind of try and give, like they want to build some conflict. So they'll sort of pump up, you know, contestants to say, oh, are you really like upset about that or whatever? Do you feel like Giovanni, did you ever see any of the producers kind of pumping up or like really kind of pushing contestants to show certain parts of their personality maybe more than others?
I've been on a show twice. I've never seen a producer tell us anything to say.
See,
I've never seen
I
a producer
that.
Come into where we were at. I'll be honest.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
that's
if they
great.
Come into the, something's wrong and they have to fix something, but I've never been told, or I don't know anybody that's ever been told what to say or what to do. They just go in there and do their thing.
Wow. All right. Well, there goes my defense for Elise. I think
that's good. Yeah, that's good for the show. That means what we
it's
see
honest. It's
is
real.
Honest.
Yeah.
You know, it's honest, and the drama is honest, and
it's real, real.
Right. It's a real reality show.
It's different because everybody has bad days in work. You know, I mean,
sure.
Sometimes you're off. But
sure.
Your real job is you get to go away from these people, go home, relax, think it over, and everything else. Here is you're just stuck with these people.
Right. Absolutely.
And some of these people are crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch the show, after I got kicked off and everything else, this girl runs in there. I was like, it's on. It's a competition. You were going to get put up. I don't know if you watched yourself, but you haven't been the best team player.
Right.
Who do you think they're going to pick when they pick three? They're going to pick the one that causes the most trouble.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're
absolutely.
Go in there and just be humble and say, all right, I won. I'm going to kick your butt. But just
right.
to go in there and say it's on like you're crazy or something, it's just,
doesn't
I don't
matter.
Know.
Yeah. That's a good segue because it does get into the second half of the episode. So this was a little different. Normally we see a dinner service and then we see, you know, a winning team and a losing team.
Right.
Usually the losing team has to go and then choose two people up for elimination. And so this was different where he kind of pulled you all in and started cooking this special oyster dish. Oyster tagliatelle, which I had never heard of. But looked amazing.
I mean, put all those things together in my mouth and I am set.
That, I mean, because I love oysters. The pasta looked amazing.
Champagne.
Oh my gosh.
Caviar,
come
cucumber.
On,
oh
come on.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Give it.
It looked great.
Yeah, thanks.
obviously this turned into, you know, where most of you thought, I was like, something's up. The fact that he's, you know, teaching us this, we're going to have to learn this, probably have to cook this. And he basically asked the two winners from the previous one to pick three people who they thought were the worst. And at this point, Gio, you were the one that was one of the ones that were chosen. And you actually were very, you know, you vocalized. You said, I'm not one of the weakest chefs there or here. What, when you saw that, were you surprised? Well, at the time, you know, what were you thinking when you were chosen? Were you saying that just out of spite, or did you really believe that you weren't one of the weakest ones there?
Oh, I believed it. Mm-hmm. I still believe it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking me an honest question, I still don't believe I went home.
Who do you think should
have
gone
more than I would? I still believe it, but I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Right.
Life goes on, but I still believe I'm a better chef than half those people on that.
Okay. Who would have been of the three that were able to be chosen? Who three do you think would have been the ones that should have gone into that elimination?
Well, I'll start out with this. We made this dish. Mine wasn't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Pay attention to detail. If the oysters are too salty, they're unedible." If you murder 3.5 oysters, you got to redo the dish. If you miss an oyster because you left it on your table, it's only 5 and not 6. Attention to detail. I had a little too much pasta. I also didn't have enough sauce. But if you watch the show over, I was the first one up, and I was the last dish taken.
Ah, interesting. I see.
But it is what it is. I respect the chef's decision.
Right.
I left like a man. I didn't argue. I didn't yell. Took my lickings and went home.
So you think being the first dish up and the last dish taken, do you think that made your dish taste like saltier, or how do you think that affected the final taste of your dish?
I just had a little too much pasta and not enough sauce. I think the not enough sauce part was due to the fact that it sat there a little bit and the pasta absorbed the sauce, but maybe not. Sure. Okay. I definitely had too much pasta on some of them. And like I said, my dish wasn't perfect. Mm-hmm. But there was other people there that deserved to go before me. I mean, there was a couple other people there that were like, this is your last chance. And they just kept on getting chances.
Right. I'm going to make some lemons. Right. And I'm going to have to, I will agree with you on that, not just because you're here and you're our guest, but I've always felt like Robin, in my opinion, has been there like a little bit too long. I feel like she should have gone at least two episodes ago,
right.
In my opinion, because I feel like she hasn't been strong. Obviously, she got the second chance when she was moved to the other team, to your team, actually. But I feel like she's just there. And when I saw that it was down to you and her, and her issue was the way the oysters looked.
Well, she wasn't shucking them properly.
She didn't shuck them properly, so they looked really bad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, the oysters looking really bad and all tore up versus
like a little
not enough
sauce.
I
agree.
It seems like, you know, she should be the one that would go in that case.
Definitely. From hard skills alone, but then if you also just look at her, like, ability to be part of a team. I mean, she was the first to be like, can I get out of this team?
Right.
Can I head over back to the red team?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I thought for sure, I definitely understood why she was put up because I thought, well, yeah, she doesn't even want to be on the team.
Right. Oh, I definitely agree with her going into the challenge.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I do think
it's funny because if you watch, like I watched the whole show. Mm-hmm. From being on a reality show, I watch reality shows different. I break them down and everything else. But it's funny because, like, when she went back to the back of the room, like, the person I gave her a hug was the one she was fighting the most in the red team was with Lise.
Right? Okay. Yeah. I did see that. I'm like, wait a second. They're all buddy-buddy now. Buddy.
It's just like, you're friends now because you just got put up for elimination. You know, I mean, work as a team, but like I said, I didn't think I deserved to be home that night. Mm. It hurt, but it was their decision, and I honored it, and I got no problems with it.
Right. Well, I'm glad that you were on the show. I'm glad that you came back. You know, you were fun to watch. Like I said, being the person there and the facial expressions were the greatest. You mentioned about your restaurant. Exactly. Before we let you go, I want you to kind of, if you can name your restaurant that you're at, that way people, if they're over in that area and
this
they're fans of
Emerald
you.
Beautiful Emerald Coast.
Exactly.
That we didn't know existed.
They can come visit and check you out.
My name is Giovanni Filippone. I work at I'm the executive chef at View on 30A in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. It's spelled V-U-E. And it's a beautiful restaurant right on the water. And come and visit me.
We'll
have some fun.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
We will be there. January. We're coming. We're coming in January.
Listen, is that your phone number that I got?
Yes.
Yeah, do you want to put it on the air? Just read it out loud real quick.
Yeah, that was my phone number.
I'll send you a picture of the beach.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. I'm going to look at
the sunset.
Okay.
Don't get the wrong idea. Right. Married happily and I'm crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All good.
What about your kiddles? How old are your kids? Tell us about your kids.
These are old pictures. They're 7 and 5.
7 and 5.
Boys, girls? Both girls? I can't tell quite from this picture.
Oh, no. Two girls.
Two girls. Daddy's little girls. Oh, that's sweet. Do you want to say hi to your kids if they're watching this, even though we don't get to beep out your S-bombs?
Well, he said there's
hi, Bianca. They're behind me sleeping.
Right.
I know they're sleeping, but they can watch it later.
Oh, not here.
Let's give it up for Gio.
Yeah, Gio.
Yes. I love it. Hey, man, thank you so much for being on the show. Appreciate it. I'm going to check out for that picture. And like I said, we'll see you in January because me and Ashley are coming to your restaurant.
We'll be there.
All right.
I've got a floaty.
Hey, thanks for coming. It's been great, man. Take care.
All right. All
bye,
good.
Gio.
All right.
Thanks for coming on.
So, yeah, I really think that, and like I was saying earlier, I really think Robin has been on way too long.
I agree.
I feel like she should have been gone. And I feel like that also... And he was mentioning the whole reality situation, right?
Right.
With reality shows. And I'm glad you asked. That was a good question. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a production standpoint. You know, yeah. Do the producers come in there? Are they talking to
them? Or, like, lead you at all? Exactly. You know, kind of like, they have to drive a narrative. I mean, it's a reality show, but there has to be a story, like, so that people are interested.
Exactly. I like how they don't do that.
Yeah.
At the same time, though, I think because it is a reality show, and I've said this before, mm-hmm. and with previous Hell's Kitchen seasons, that I feel like they do kind of keep the troublemakers on a little longer.
Sure, because
like,
they need the conflict.
The drama.
Yeah.
They don't ever win, but like long enough, like, and usually it's a case where before they get the six jackets, the black jackets.
Right.
So top six, they usually last up until that point and brings drama to the show. So it could be a situation where
They're keeping her around.
They're kind of doing that with Robin, maybe.
I truly thought for this, especially this, the final challenge with the, what is the name of that dish? I cannot remember.
It's oyster tagliatelle.
Oyster tagliatelle. With those oyster tagliatelle. I mean, I genuinely thought Robin should have gone home for that.
Absolutely.
And I think Robin's was real bad, and I actually thought Elise's was in trouble too. So I was actually surprised that she.
Who's the one that had the salt?
That was Elise. Hers were really, really salty.
That's right.
So which is why I was asking Gio if he thought that it affected the saltiness but he was explaining like maybe the pasta, you know, had soaked up some of the sauce, and that makes a little bit more sense to me than I can sort of excuse that more, if you will, than oysters being really salty. Cause like, I wouldn't want to eat, I love oysters and I wouldn't want to eat a salt bomb. So I really didn't think that Gio should have been the one to go this week either, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. But like you said, he respects the decision, and he's, you know, he's fine with it. He's come to peace with it. And I appreciate him, you know, OG in the game, been doing this for a while. I was very surprised that he does not have an Italian restaurant.
I know. I love hearing him talk. Just use guys.
Right.
He didn't do any of this. I made this part up.
He didn't. I kind of wanted to see what he would like if he could do a Chef Ramsay impression. I know. I don't do impressions very well.
Yeah.
If I was okay, so I'm Gio. I'm gonna act like Gio.
Okay, here we go.
And then
you're gonna be
Chef Ramsay, and so I'm bringing you the dish. Okay, so here we go. Yo, Chef Ramsay, here my dish right here. Here you go.
It's raw. That's all I can do. It's raw. Yes.
Oh, don't that.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
But you know, I would love to see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Here we go. All right.
My dish.
Let's get into predictions. Let's do that.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I got mine.
Okay. So we're about halfway through at this point. And so we've seen a lot of good chefs go home.
We have.
We still have, a lot more to go with the teams as they are. I'll be curious as to, because this is All Stars, if they're going to, with the tradition of the black jackets, if they're going to do that or if they're just going to keep going as they are. I did think it was interesting with this particular, how it wasn't a dinner service, but it was a challenge.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see if they're going to do more of that. I actually predict that there will be more elimination challenges like that.
Okay. I see that. Now, I actually, speaking of different types of challenges, I thought that Chef Ramsay was reacting to how these teams were not functioning well. And I thought in my like heart of hearts, I thought this was an exercise to get them to team build, which I think he really was trying to get to get everybody to communicate a little bit better. I mean, also it's still, you know, a different to kind of keep things interesting, but I did hope that it would foster a bit more communication between the teams. And whether or not we got that, I don't know. But I think we'll hopefully start to see some interesting challenges.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel that because these chefs are, a lot of them are on the similar level because this is All Stars. I think that what he's doing with the challenge, like this particular one, where he took something that seemed to be simple at first with dishes that they make and then like, you know, trying to give them communication. I feel like it'll be more challenges geared toward that because, again, this will help pinpoint who's going to be a good leader, who steps up to the plate.
Definitely.
Because all of them can cook. Like
they can.
They wouldn't be there if they couldn't cook. Mm-hmm. They did well in their seasons. That's why they're back. You know, they were top six or whatever.
Yep.
Or top nine or whatever the case is. Bottom line is, I think he's going to do more things that's going to enable them to see if they
can lead.
If they have the skills to really run the Vegas kitchen. Blah, blah, right.
Right. Yeah. To see if they can lead and really run the kitchen. Do you have any standouts?
Yeah. Okay. So I definitely feel like the next people to go, I feel like we're still, red team's real weak. And I feel like that's who we're going to see. The next person to go is going to be from the red team. I don't really see any real weak links left on the blue team, any real standout weak links. Mm-hmm. So in terms of who I think is going to maybe get it next week, it's looking a little ominous for Amanda to me. And again, remember how I was saying, what was I saying last week? I was a silent horse or a quick horse.
Yes.
Or
something.
By the way, y'all, it's a dark horse.
Dark horse.
It is not a silent horse. Yes. But if you want to go with silent horse, I will get you.
Right.
I get it. My silent horse is still Jennifer.
Still Jennifer.
Yeah. She's quiet.
Okay.
But I think the girl can cook. Okay. And I think to me, she is playing the game well. Mm-hmm. And I think she's got a lot of talent. And I think I'm waiting for her to come through. She's my silent horse.
Okay.
Silent horse.
Silent horse. Okay. I'm going to have to agree with you on the red team just because they've lost the last few challenges.
Yeah.
So I think they're not working together as a team.
Right.
I think that as far as who's going to go home next, I think it's going to be between, just because I think she needs to go home, Robin, and I think Amanda. I think it's between those two.
I should have said Robin. That's why I hate getting pinned down.
But I think it's going to be between those two because I feel like, and it's only because the red team is just not doing well. So they're going to be the ones that's not going to complete dinner service.
They can't work together.
And that's what I'm saying.
They just can't support each other.
And so it's going to be them that's going to be, their team is going to be up for elimination.
Definitely.
So because their team is going to be up for elimination, if you look at the weakest two, mm-hmm. I feel like at this point it's between Amanda and Robin.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Word.
That was easy.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. We want to thank Gio
for
holding it down. I think, did I get my picture? Yeah. He sent me, I'm going to show it next week. I'm going to have him put up on the screen next week. And speaking of next week, we'll have our full panel back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we will have an in-studio guest. So make sure you tune in because it's going to be amazing. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Check out my website. Also, stayonthemic.com. Ashley, where you at?
Oh, I'm so excited for that picture. I'm just praying that it's Gio in a bathing suit. I'm really, really. So make sure you tune in next week so we can see what that picture is. Y'all, if you want to keep this conversation going, please find me on the internet at Ashley on Camera, just about everywhere. And I would love to chat with you about this show and all the other shows that you're really digging. So find me. Let's talk.
Absolutely.
Thanks for watching.
And that is our show. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.